Questions 9. Kinds of jobs, career prospects, unemployment, income and taxation, working in the EU, trade unions.
Model answers 9.
1. How can jobs be grouped?
Jobs can be grouped in several ways. For example, manual and non-manual jobs, skilled and unskilled work, or trades and professions. 2. Who are the blue-collar and white-collar workers?
The workers doing manual jobs are often referred to as blue-collar workers. The ones doing mainly brain work are called white-collar workers. 3. What is the difference between jobs and professions?
Some jobs need university qualifications, and these are professions. Others don't, and these are skilled, semi-skilled, or unskilled. 4. Name some skilled and unskilled jobs.
Skilled people are those who have learned a trade, such as a pastry cook, IT technician, turner, weaver, shop assistant, car mechanic, railwayman, tailor, barber. Unskilled jobs, such as the job of a factory hand or an office cleaner, do not require special training. 5. When and how do people in different jobs get paid?
Most professional and clerical workers receive a monthly salary. They get their salary slips together with the pay on one of the first 5 days of every month. In most professions and some white-collar jobs, overtime is not paid. Manual workers receive a wage, half of which is paid out in the first and the other half in the second part of the month. 6. Can lawyers or doctors charge anything for their services?
Certain professional people who are completely or partly self-employed charge fees for their services. For example, members of the legal profession, lawyers, solicitors, barristers, and those of the medical profession, general practitioners, dentists, psychiatrists, neurologists, gynecologists, etc., who are in private practice. 7. What do manual workers' earnings comprise?
Manual workers' earnings may comprise several elements, such as the basic wage, basic hourly rate, overtime, premium payments for shift work, and bonuses, piecework, production or efficiency bonuses, for instance. 8. Are women equally paid with men?
I think women get equal pay with men in most professions, but in very few other jobs. The situation is much worse in the case of full-time female manual workers, whose earnings amount to only, I would say, 3/4 or even less of men's. 9. What do we mean by gross salary and net salary?
The amount of money I actually receive are my net wages or net salary. It is, of course, considerably less than my gross salary, the amount of which is written at the top of my salary slip. 10. Why is there so much difference between them?
The reason for this is that various deductions are made, for example, income tax and national insurance. 11. What does the percentage of the income tax depend on?
The percentage of the income tax depends on the total amount of your annual income. 12. What other deductions are made from your salary?
Other deductions are the superannuation contributions, which is 10% of your salary, and the unemployment contribution, which is 1%. 13. Which are the best paid jobs in today's Hungary?
It seems to me that in today's Hungary, bank managers and businessmen, especially if they work in private industry, earn the most. 14. What occupation would you recommend to your son or daughter? Why?
I would advise my son to set up his own business in the service industry sector, or in any other industry that appeals to him, because I hope that in the near future, the government will support all the small-scale enterprises and private undertakings by means of preferential loans, subsidies, and the liberalization of the market. If my daughter didn't want to go to university, I would advise her to consider what abilities and preferences she has. There is a number of great jobs that do require a university degree. I would definitely ask her to think over her decision again. 15. What role do you think multinational companies play in Hungary?
A. I believe that multinational companies bring variety and a wide range of choice to the life of the country. Without them, we would have fewer jobs available for Hungarian citizens. Thus, they also reduce the level of unemployment in Hungary.
B. I am sure that multinational companies will ultimately ruin the economy of the country. They enjoy a lot of benefits that average Hungarians cannot even dream of, such as tax reductions, for example. Small companies cannot compete with most of these multinationals, so many of them just go bankrupt. 16. How can you start up a new business in our country?
It is still not easy to start up a business in Hungary. Even if the government now offers various support schemes in the field of human resources, information technology, and loans, you have to have a relatively high amount of capital in order to begin. But having enough money is not all you need. You also have to get a lot of documents and permits so as to start your own company. 17. What opportunities does a Hungarian citizen have in the EU?
To the best of my knowledge, since our accession to the European Union in 2004, there has been a free flow of workforce between Hungary and the other countries in the EU. As EU citizens, Hungarians are no longer required to obtain a work permit in order to take up a job in the other EU countries. Among others, the United Kingdom also opened its labor market for employees coming from most parts of the European Union. 18. Where would you prefer to work? In Hungary or abroad?
A. After graduation, I would like to look for a good job in Hungary, because this is the place where I was born and bred. I'm not saying that I would reject an offer from a foreign company, but I would not be able to work outside my country for good.
B. After leaving university, I am heading abroad. In order to make a fairly reasonable amount of money, you have to work in a Western European country. As I speak two languages fluently, I will not have a hard time finding a job abroad. Moreover, Hungarians are regarded as a very skilled and educated workforce all over the world.
19. What qualities do you need to be a good teacher or driver or nurse?
A. A good teacher has to be strict and consistent. He should not be on very friendly terms with the children, but he should not keep them at a distance either. He has to like the children with whom he is working, otherwise all his attempts at efficient work will be futile. Patience on his part is as important as kindness. Also, he has to know his subject well.
B. A driver needs good reflexes and a sure hand. Driving needs concentration, and it can be fatal if a driver doesn't pay attention for even as short a period as a second. He must know the vehicle he is driving inside out and must be able to repair it if it should break down on the road.
C. A nurse should be kind and attentive. She should say some encouraging words to every patient so that they should not be frightened too much by their illnesses. A nurse should also be patient and keep her cool in emergency situations. No nurse should be squeamish or easily disgusted by any sight. 20. Do you think people have enough money to put aside and save up?
I think there are quite a few people who have high bank accounts, while the number of those living under the poverty line is rapidly going up. In fact, savings accounts have been decreasing steadily for the past few years. 21. When do people start saving?
People begin to save when there is enough money for all that is needed in the family. But it is more common for people today to ask for bank loans than save up. 22. What do people save for in Hungary today?
Most people save for a flat or house, a plot of land, a weekend cottage, or for holidays abroad. There are some who save for a car or put money aside to purchase durable consumer goods or new furniture. Naturally, many people save without any definite end in view, just for the sake of having a reserve and feeling secure. 23. Why can't many people afford to put money aside?
Many people can't afford to put any money aside, for their income is so low that it is just about enough to keep body and soul together. 24. How many unemployed are there in this country?
I'm afraid I don't really know exact figures. All I know is that at the moment, unemployment is still rising. 25. How do you think the unemployed feel?
The unemployed may feel guilty about being out of work, even if it is not their fault. They feel they are useless and a burden on the state. They join the dole queue and receive just enough money not to starve. 26. What is the unemployment benefit enough for?
I suppose the unemployment benefit is just about enough to cover their basic needs. 27. What different kinds of trade unions are there?
A large number of unions of various kinds exist in Hungary. The oldest one is the National Association of Hungarian Trade Unions, which organizes workers on the basis of the branch of industry in which they work. There are craft unions, which organize the workers in a specific trade, and independent workers' councils, which cater for workers doing different kinds of jobs in a whole range of industries, or independent unions for people working in professions, such as the Democratic Trade Union of Pedagogues, for example. 28. What do trade unions struggle for?
I think that trade unions struggle for higher pay and better terms of employment and working conditions. 29. What fringe benefits do you get from your company?
We have good welfare services. We get subsidized meals, so I get lunch vouchers and buy a hot meal every day. We also have a day nursery and a creche for our own children. 30. How many days of paid holiday do you get?
Most workers receive 3 weeks annual holiday with pay, but it also depends on the number of years they have spent working. The longer period you have worked, the more days of paid holiday you get. The increase is 1 day per year. Those workers who have children are also entitled to extra holidays. This means 2 days off per year if you have one child, 4 days if you have two, and 7 extra days off from work if you have 3 children. 31. What is the retirement age in Hungary?
The retirement age in Hungary is 65 for those people who were born in 1957 or later than that. There are some occupations from which people can get pensioned off at an earlier age if they have been in employment for at least 40 years. As far as I know, one such job is that of a teacher, for example.